Good morning. High pressure building in, providing us with a clear, crisp start to the day across interior New York and New England with brilliant sunshine. Temperatures beginning in the 40s and 50s, even some 30s across the highest terrain. With some of the longest days of the year upon us, we'll enjoy brilliant sunshine for over 15 hours today. And that'll allow temperatures to climb out of the 50s and into the 60s and lower to mid-70s on average for afternoon highs. With high pressure settling in overhead tonight, temperatures will drop quickly again, and overnight lows will once again be in the 40s and lower 50s with a clear sky. That same high pressure will dominate across the weekend, bringing us mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Temperatures will start to creep up in the middle and upper 70s before reaching the 80-degree mark on Sunday, again with plenty of sunshine, a few fair weather clouds, and low humidity. As we get into the early part of next week, we'll remain dry, although the humidity will start to creep back in on Monday. Highs will reach the lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds. More in the way of hazy sunshine with increased humidity on Tuesday, still dry with highs into the middle 80s. And that'll take us into Wednesday when I see the next front making an approach with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs still, though, staying in the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening across parts of central and northern Minnesota. Weak to moderate instability will be present in this region by late this afternoon. This will combine with stronger forcing in the exit region of a 50 to 60 knot jet stream. This will overspread north-central Minnesota and support isolated supercell development. These cells could grow upscale into at least a small organized convective cluster, which could contain damaging wind gusts and hail. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Nassau Airport in the Bahamas at 2:27 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Batna, Algeria at 3:35 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 30 degrees, with a north wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 46, 72% relative humidity, a variable wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.01 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny with highs in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 83 degrees, the low 59. The average temperature 71, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.13 inches for the month, which is 68 hundredths above normal. And 16.69 inches for the year, which is 54 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal. There were 6 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 76, which is 19 above normal. And 111 for the season, which is 24 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees. The average low, 58. The record high, 97, set in 1953. And the record low, 43, in 1918. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Sunny and comfortably mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and quite cool tonight with lows in the 40s back into the 30s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and comfortably mild today with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Clear and a bit chilly tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, sunny and comfortably mild today with highs in the middle 70s. clear and quite cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, sunny skies today, comfortably mild, with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Clear and chilly tonight, with lows in the 40s to around 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and comfortably mild today, with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight, with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild upper 70s, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit warmer Sunday, still with low humidity, around 80. More humidity with a mix of sun and clouds Monday in the lower 70s. Hazy sun, warm and more humid on Tuesday with highs in the mid-80s. A good chance at showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday in the 80s, and mostly sunny in the lower 80s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.